Is it alright if I come round? Is it too late if I come now? Would you stay up to figure this out some way? If I stay here, would you come back? If I stay cool, would you be mine? Would you want me if I want you that way? Cause all I can think about is coming over, coming over. All I can think about is coming over, coming over. All I can think about is coming over, coming over, coming over. Isn't it strange that every time I look at your name, I'm suddenly high for you to feel the same? I would do almost anything. I'd give away this, give away that, all of my shoes and all of my hats. All I need's you and a bit of music. Cause all I can think about is coming over, coming over. All I can think about is coming over, coming over. All I can think about is coming over, coming over, coming over.
How's it going, everyone? I hope you guys can hear me. I am still a scrub at this radio biz, but here I am. Here I am today, accidentally bumping my lips on the mic. Whoops. Did it again. Also, I can't even hear myself, actually. Hold on. Wait, hello, yeah, okay, I think I'm good. Okay, probably this, okay, so you know how last time I said that the last show was my second and last show? Alright, this show is gonna be the second and last show, alright? I sweareth it, yeah, wow. This is WMFO in Medford. This is the, what did I decide on? This is Untitled. That's the name of the show, Untitled. You're listening to DJ, what's my name? DJ Afrocarpus, a.k.a. DJ Thames, a.k.a. Temio. Came up with that last one 2 seconds ago. Yeah, I think what I like to do always, because I just kind of got here, got to settle in. It's 3:04 in the morning. And I think I'm going to start you guys off with this song titled Speed Racer. I usually play this song like when I'm leaving the library or just leaving anywhere late at night. I just been working. This song is the jam. It's the jam. Okay? All right. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and see if I remember how to use a soundboard correctly. How about this? that? No? I'm experiencing some technical difficulties, you guys. Just a couple. Also, the lights are off. I didn't have time to turn them on. Some scrubs were in here earlier, and I just wanted to get back here, back in this booth. Get in this booth early, you know what I'm saying? You guys know what I'm saying? Okay, we're gonna try this one more time. Okay. Yeah. I think I got it. Guys, I think I got it. Okay, here we go. This is Speed Racer by Capiac? I don't really know the pronunciation of this artist. But here you go. This is it. Oh no, it's not working. Ah! Okay. Let's see. Lettuce and tomato. Hey. How's it going? Thanks. I'm just getting some help right now.
How's it going, folks?
Yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Hunter Howard. I am the programming director of WMFO.
Excellent.
Next year, unless something goes horribly wrong, I will be the general manager. So,
any... Sweet!
And all issues, or if you just want to, like, talk about the station... You will hear from me in the future.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Word.
Is this tell me a little bit more about your show?
This is mostly a talk show. Where I just kind of ramble to whoever's listening for a little bit. Recently, I've been writing down what I'm gonna talk about, which is good. I haven't had anyone come in like a guest yet, but maybe that'll happen today. If anyone responds to my Facebook post that I made. But yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So right now I'm just trying to... Well, mostly Hunter's just doing the...
I'm pressing a lot of buttons right now. Give you an idea. We got like a board and there's about like 50, 60 buttons on it.
Yeah.
It's a real nice board. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love the board.
Great stuff, the board, yeah.
Yeah, the board's really fantastic. It's just, you know, too many buttons.
Yeah, too much personality here.
A little bit. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do something real quick.
Okay.
And it's going to change the whole world.
Oh. All right, you guys are about to witness history, okay? Witness in quotes because you can't really see what's going on. You're just going to have to visualize it. I know most of you lost your ability to imagine... When you entered finals period, but live a little, okay?
We all need a little bit of that in our lives, you know? It's been a real tough kind of way, you know, these past few semesters, but if I'm not mistaken, we should have sound pretty soon.
Okay.
If this is playing, and I believe it is.
Is it?
Is it?
Wait. Work. Okay. I can't.
Well, folks, we're gonna just let the music do the talking from here on out.
Thank you. sympathize with you. Only you, only you.
Friend.
Yo, how's it going? I hear some feedback. Maybe just me. Okay. How's it going, you guys? We got it working. We got everything working. Uh-oh. No music. Not right now. Yeah. The soon-to-be manager of this nice facility got everything working for us, so that's super, super awesome of him. Thanks, Hunter Howard, I believe. Man, how about this weather, you guys? Man, yeah, Timmy, getting right to the important issues, right? The projected forecast, okay, is just raining for the next, 7 days during, finals period? That is super depressing, you guys. Today was Tufstonia's day. It's supposed to be the best day of every and any Jumbo's young, wild, and free life. Let me tell you something, you guys. It was almost ruined for me, okay? If I wasn't there with my friends, and if there wasn't also just free food everywhere, they were just giving that stuff out. I don't know what they were thinking. They were just giving out free food. Bunch of suckers, you tell me. We got them good. Tricked them, fooled them too well. Anyways, yeah, Tufstonia's Day was today. A little free food, rides in quotes, all right? I just put up a ton of hair quotes, you guys. One of the rides was called a rapid slide. It's just basically like, you know those slides that you may find, on a playground? Yeah, it was just that doubled, you know, and that was it. They just like put one on top of the other, connected them, and then you sat on a bag or like a sack. You sat on a sack. Think of a potato sack. You sat on an empty one, and then you went down the slide. It was 3 seconds of awesomeness. The thrills, unparalleled. The excitement, wow. I would ride that again. I'll tell you what. I would ride that one again. But anyways, yeah, it was okay. It was okay. But the rain almost ruined everything. The rain, the muddiness. Yeah. See, I'm from Houston, Texas. Home of the, I don't know. Oh, home of Beyonce. Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys know that? Did you guys know that Beyonce, the Beyonce, came from Houston, Texas? She talks about it a lot. There's no way you wouldn't actually know that. It's more of a rhetorical question. I'm just bragging. But anyways, yeah, it rains a lot over there. Sure. However, we get a lot of sun, okay? We get a lot of nice sun and nice clouds here. Here you guys just get blankets of grayness. What is up with that? What is up with that, Boston? New England? You tell me, huh? Do you guys like that? Is there anything you can do about that? Just the boringness of your skies? You got to do something about that stuff. It's really bad for me. For me, because I cannot take it much longer. All right, this is the part of the show that I've incorporated. This is the scat session. I'm going to repeat that. This is the scat sesh of the show, the scat portion. And yeah, here we go. Scoobly pop, peep, 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 peep. That was Mercy by Temi Oyemi. It's a scat song. that I spent 4 years working on, and I just graced all of you with that. Cherish it. Remember it. And when you're feeling down, look back on it in your minds. Thank you. Thank you for listening. That was The Scat Sesh, featured by DJ Afrocarpus, a.k.a. Tammy, a.k.a. Tamio. Thank you. Now I'm going to transition very smoothly into the next song that I'm a fan of. This song is the one I was talking about before. Oh, well, you look at that. Someone's calling. So maybe I won't transition yet, I guess. So let's see what they want. Hello? Hello? Yeah, who is it? Yes, hello. Hello all. That was just the previous DJ. He left something here. So with that, man, that made the transition even more smooth. Well, here you go. This is Speed Racer by Capiac. Oh. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Yo, hello. I mean, hello. How's it going, everyone? Good? I hope it's going well. I know a lot of you have. Everyone has finals. Not a lot of you. Literally every single one of you has a thing to do within the next 2 weeks. Yeah, Not gonna lie, you guys, I'm pretty stressed out by a lot of things. I got 2 back-to-back essays. Can you believe it? The nerve of some professors. Me. Do they know who I am? How can they stress me out with 2 back-to-back 15-page papers due today, technically, May 4th? I should probably start that one. And tomorrow, so those things are happening. Big things are happening. Big, huge things happening in my life. These papers. Also gotta find a place to live because I'm graduating. I've never lived off campus though, so I'm a little wet behind the ears, a little green behind the spleen, a little unprofesh behind the. That one was not great because I just made it up. But I don't really know what I'm doing is the main gist of that ramble. So if you guys know how to be an adult, call me at 617-627-3800. Okay, thanks. Would much appreciate that. Okay. All right. It's about that time for a good old time consuming PSA. Okay. I think I'm just gonna flip through this binder. Here you can hear the rustling of the flippings. Hear that? That's what paper sounds like when you flip through it. I'm just proving that I'm not just lying to your ear holes about what I'm doing. I think I'm going to talk about diabetes, a very serious thing, problem. And this PSA. And I hope I'm delivering PSAs correctly. I hope I have been for the past month. Anyways, not the time to worry about that. Here we go. Wait a minute. I just thought of a great idea. I just want to play a tiny tune, just like in the back, while I do this. Because I think it adds to the atmosphere of a PSA. Hopefully this is the right kind of song for this. But we'll see. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, how's this? Is it working? Yeah, I think so. It's fine. Yeah. You guys can hear that, right? Yeah. Yeah, you can. Okay, here we go. Diabetes prevention PSA. Want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. ... Ellipses. Worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impatience, limp amputation, jeez, and blindness? Jeez, what? I didn't even know about that. No problem. Paul Dean and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems. Woo! But could keep you alive a little bit longer. Jeez. ... If, on the other hand, in your later years you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat, not going to happen, or even eliminating it, definitely not going to happen, is a very effective and inexpensive way to achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I actually hate mushrooms, so... P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse. Okay, ellipses. That was, like, kind of rough. But that was the PSA that I chose. And it's definitely just one of the ones in this binder. That was a real PSA, y'all. I didn't just make that up. That was kind of fun to read, though. Oh, also, I'm about to cough. So, just going to let you know. I'm not going to cough into the mic, but it's going to happen soon. It's going to be a little weird. A little bit of a hiccup. In just normal speech, but just roll with it. It's fine. I am human, just like you, mostly. Don't tell anyone, but I'm pretty sure I'm also half cyborg. So does that mean I'm 1/4 cyborg or 1/4 robot? What am I saying right now? Anyways, yeah. So I miss my sister. Her name is Praise. Praise Oyemi. Her name is Praise. My name is Temi Loluwa. And my brother's name is Ife Oluwa. And she's the last child. I'm thinking, did my parents just get, like, tired of complicated Nigerian names? I guess Praise is kind of like a Nigerian thing, calling your offspring... like naming them a verb or a positive noun, like hope, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control. Self-control Oyemi. That was where I was headed, but I guess they held off. You just call me Temi Loluwa, or Temi Loluwa if you want to be Nigerian about it. You don't have to be Nigerian about it. You can just be white about it. Just call me Temi. That's fine. That's fine. Don't even try. Don't even attempt to say my name correctly. I'm not hurt. Ever. Yeah. Temi Oyemi. Welcome to Miami. It rhymes. All right. It rhymes. All my life, I've had to fight Nickerson. That was a Kendrick Lamar reference. Yeah. All my life, coaches have called me Timothy and Timmy. And, like, they say a rule, like, coaches especially would be like, all right, Timothy, let's go. And they just say really quickly, and we're moving. I don't have time to be like, pause, breaks, please, okay? My name is not Timothy. I prefer to be called by my actual name, please. I can only imagine how that interaction would go. Hey, coach, this is me as a 14-year-old. Hey, coach, is it possible that maybe you can, kind of sound like Stewie almost. Is it possible that you can maybe, not call me Timothy? You see, my name is Timilalua. And coach like,
hey, man, I ain't got time for all this, man. I got coach all you little snotty kids, okay? And you're over here telling me what your name is? From now on, your name is Bench, okay? As in, you'll be on the bench for the rest of your life.
And I'm like, oh, that's sad. Oh no, boo-hoo. In actuality, I'm elated because I hate running and any other kind of exercise. Well, I hated it. I still hate running. Running is really bad for you, you guys. That's my personal PSA. PSA by Tammy Oyemi, DJ. Can't talk. PSA from DJ Afrocarpus. Running. It'll ruin your kneecaps forever. Running. Would you rather just remove your kneecaps or have me remove them yourself? Just don't run. This has been a PSA. Not an official WMFO PSA. Just one that I kind of made up on the spot just now. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay, you guys. He's been waiting long enough. We have a special guest here. That's right. You know him. You love him. He's great. He's all right sometimes. Most of the time, he's cool. Pretty black, too. Yeah. What does that mean, Tammy? What does that mean? Tammy, what does that even mean? What do you mean he's pretty black? Ladies and gentlemen and everyone else that doesn't conform to the gender binary, which is fine. Whew, close one. Nice save, Tammy. Please help me in welcoming President Barack Obama to the station. Woo! Why don't we have a cheer sound on this board? Hey, Barack, is there anything you'd like to introduce yourself with? How? With words, maybe?
Yes.
Hello. Hello, fellow Americans. My name is President Barack.
Hey, Barack, you wanna chill and get your voice right, maybe? You wanna, like, get yourself together before you talk into the mic?
Thank you, Tammy. I appreciate how you're always looking out for me. You know, as president of the United States, I deal with a lot of issues, man. So, let me be clear. Life is more than saying "let me be clear" all the time. Okay, I can only take saying it so many times for all my fans, and I cannot take it anymore. So, yeah.
All right, President Obama. I'm starting to think this is like a bad idea. So maybe just leave. Okay, maybe just leave.
Well, all right, Timmy. If that's what you want, that's fine. Yeah, I'm okay with that. And I'll stay okay with it. Goodbye.
Yeah, peace out. That was President Obama. And I will continue to say that was President Obama, no matter how much you guys are convinced that it wasn't, okay? He was here, and there he goes. Now I'd like to do a couple impressions. I have not been doing impressions. This is my impression of a one-man audience giving a standing ovation. Wow! Yes! Encore.
That was my impression of a one-man audience given a standing ovation. You guys like impressions? You guys like what I just did there? Maybe I'll do one more after I take a quick break from talking all the time to bring you maybe a song or something. You guys like songs. Yeah. This is definitely not just me stalling as I try and figure out what I want you guys to hear. Okay. Yeah. Did I tell you about... I was telling you about my sister. But I never, like, really told you anything about her. I just kind of went off the rail about names and my coach and... all that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, my sister says the darnest things. My sister is the kind of person that is not ashamed to tell you that she will leave you to die if there was a zombie apocalypse. Like, she told me that she would leave me to die if that ever happened, you know? So I'll let you know. She's a great person. She's really, really smart, really cool. One of the funniest people I know. Straightforward. But yeah, she'll leave your ass to die in a cold desert if it means her survival. And you know, that's admirable. You can't find that kind of family love. You can't really expect that from anyone but praise Oyemi. Okay, we're gonna play this song by Anderson .Paak. It's called Mrs. Wright. Check it out. Yeah. Oh, it's like a video. I'm playing it from YouTube. Here we go. All right, check it out. This is DJ Tems.
I need the right one with a bad imagination. Someone to talk to. Somebody patient. I want a cold piece. I want a love sensation. I want the mind first. I make the body wait for it.
Wait for it.
Could be the right one with a little dedication. Gotta make the follow through. Gotta make the chases. Oh, I want a stone groove. I want a love sensation. Someone to hold to. Someone to play with. Cause lately my whole wants what it needs, and I don't mind. Just me, I need me, just me, I need me. I want the right one. Car keys in a cake dish. Gotta take the
pipe work.
Gotta make the taste. I mean, amazing. You were my last name.
Said.
Wanna have my baby.
Said.
I take you all places. I want the world stage. A certified classic. Big planes. Light baggage.
Work.
I got a long reach.
Work.
You got that good conversation.
Work.
You're such a cold piece. I wanna be taken. Cause lately, my whole what it needs.
yo, yo, yo. Hey, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is... Sorry, I had to clear my throat there. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Untitled with DJ Afrocarpus, a.k.a. DJ Thames, a.k.a. Timmy-o! Okay, maybe that was the last time I'll ever do that. It sounds really dumb in my ears, but maybe you guys are enjoying it. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Anyways, so we've done impressions, right? We only did one. Right, so I promise you another one at least, right? Okay. Okay. This is my impression of a cat trying to care about you at all. Again, this is my impression of a cat attempting to care. Okay. That was my impression of a cat. Definitely not suffering. That was my impression of a cat suffering. Pretty dark impression. This is my impression of a dog wailing to the moon. Silently though. Just like not full on. Again, it's my impression of a dog wailing to the moon. All right. That was my impression of Tina Belcher crying. All right. Enough of that. Enough of that. I have like this question, this profound, super profound question that I thought up of right before the show that I wanted to pose to you guys and explore for like about 2 minutes. And it's like so everyone believes that their own time is important, right? So is that belief enough for it to actually be important and respected? Should we just respect everyone's time just in general? Like just a cover for everyone just to do that? Or can we be a little bit more selective of whose time we respect? That's a dumb question, but I was thinking about it. So I don't know. Maybe you'll think about it too, and then think it's also a pretty dumb question to ask. You know. I remember the war. Yeah, we're gonna talk about the war. I remember the war. Not good times. Not good times. Tell you what. You got your glooms, and you got your rifles, but you never had the love of the cadets. Never had the love of your fellow schlammies. You tried. You always try. You gotta try to succeed in battle. But sometimes it's not enough to just try. Okay? Sometimes you need maybe you need a little, maybe like a hug or a letter from mom saying, hey, put the glarms back in the beach and get back to work. I got that letter. It's the only thing that carried me through the war. If I didn't have that letter, I'd have nothing. I wouldn't even be here talking about it to you guys using this voice. I wouldn't even have this voice. I'd have nothing. Nothing. But I have things now. The war changes a man. Puts his flumps and his jumps and the Bee Gees all up in one foomp. And it rotates the spectacular gland and puts that within the spinal region of the epiphragus. And then it peels it apart and opens it. And within it is the epifarpo. And the epifarpo, oh, that's where the rich diamond gold fimples are. Now, let me tell you something about the fimples. Stay with me. You gotta reach under the fimples. Okay? You'd think the fimples are where it's at, right? But under the fimples are the crinkle mingle schlingles, or the schlingles for short. And the schlingles, everyone knows, they're priceless, pretty much, but they're worth about $3 billion, American dollars, that is. The schlingles, you get yourself one schlingle, you're set for life. Don't let anyone ever tell you that you're not set for life with a schlingle, all right? You're set for life. And yeah, that's what the war taught me. That's what I gained from the war. I have about like $3 billion? Yeah. $3 billion worth in American money. Man, I can't talk today, you guys. I just can't. I hope your weeks get better. I hope you find the strength to carry on each day. Maybe reach out. You got to reach out to your friends. There, one night, my friend Luke was the entire reason I was able to get through one night, all right? He and Brandon Weiss, you may find him sleeping in the camp center on the couch somewhere. He sleeps a lot. But yeah, just reach out to your friends. They'll help you out. That's how I get by, with a little help from my friends. Original quote from Temi Oyemi right there. Yeah. I think I want to become a massage therapist / voice actress / maybe a stand-up comedian. And I'd also like to use my major in some way or another, maybe. But I also kind of hate it. I just don't really like doing the research thing. I like finding the findings, reading about the findings and stuff. That's really cool. That's cool. Yeah. Did you know? Studies show that sleep is actually pretty important. Yeah, believe it. Pretty unbelievable stuff, but it is. It's important for regulation of many things and growth. Muscle growth, that is. Very important. Also, did you know that when you close your eyes, you can't really see anything? And when you open them, you can see more. But when you open your mind's eye, that's where the magic happens, okay? Your mind's eye is full of clusters of information just waiting to be feasted upon. All you gotta do is reach below the finkle to get to the shinkles, okay? Never forget that. Never forget that. It is 3:57, you guys. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford, okay? DJ Afrocarpus coming to you live from Medford, Massachusetts, that is. Yeah. This is Untitled. That's the name of the show. Very creative. Thanks, Boris. Boris was the one that gave me that name. And now it's the name of this show. Hopefully this show goes past Tufts and I make it big somewhere as a radio show host who tells you about the war and sphingles, glarms, glooms, and how studies show. Now you know.
Yeah. All right, I'm about to drop a sick beat, you guys. Check it, check it. Wait a minute. I don't need to do the beat. I can just play music, you guys. Let's see. What's a good song? What's a good song to vibe to? Oh. Man, maybe I won't do this. What's this song? Let's see what we got going here. I think this song has a beat. Yeah. All right. When I rap, I usually like to rap about like my surroundings and stuff. So let's see what we can get from this. All right. So far, no beat. There we go. Okay. I'm sitting in a chair. I'm sitting in a chair. Making up a rhyme on the spot. I'm sitting in a chair. Yeah. I'm in WMFO station in Medford. Yo. Oh, that rhymed. Yo rhymes with O in the word WMFO. Oh, rhymed again. Not too shabby for a little guy. All right, we're done with that. That was horrific. I apologize for that atrocity. I attempted to call a freestyle. That will never happen again. But like, let's see if I can drop that sick beat again. Let's try again. All right. Okay. Yeah. I got a chair and I'm sitting in one. Got three chairs facing me, empty ones. There's no one else here in the radio station. I'm just gonna lose my mind. Maybe I've already lost it. And I'm just here.